Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to, well, really getting behind the headlines. Today, we are plunging into something pretty major in the mortgage world, a huge shift in credit scoring. It's a change that could really affect how millions of Americans, maybe even you, qualify for a home loan. So our mission here is to unpack this decision by the FHFA, that's the Federal Housing Finance Agency, about VantageScore 4.0. You know, what's it mean for consumers, for lenders, and like, how might it actually reshape the whole U.S. mortgage market?
Yeah, and to do that, we've looked at some key sources. There's a good report from National Mortgage Professional, plus we've got press releases straight from VantageScore and NerdWallet, too. So a pretty solid look at what's happening. It's a big development, no doubt.
Okay, let's jump right in then. The big news dropped July 8th, 2025. FHFA Director William J. Polte, he posted on X, basically saying lenders dealing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can now use VantageScore 4.0. So why is this such a big deal? It sounds kind of technical.
Well, it's huge because Fannie and Freddie, they back most U.S. mortgages, the vast majority. So this isn't just some small tweak. It's more like a fundamental shift in how we even define creditworthy in the U.S. It's moving away from, you know, a pretty narrow view towards something broader, looking at more financial behaviors. Right. And it's important to add, lenders are still keeping that tri-merge model.
Right, pulling from all three bureaus.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, that stays. This just adds VantageScore 4.0 as an option within that existing system. So no big tech overhaul needed for them, which is key.
Got it. So if it's such a structural shift, what's really behind it? I mean, why now? What's the motivation?
Yeah, good question. Director Polte and VantageScore CEO Sylvia Tavares, they've been pretty clear about the reasons. Number one is competition. They talk about wanting to boost competition in the, quote, credit score ecosystem, and ending what they call a decades-long lack of credit score competition in mortgages.
Okay. Breaking up the old way of doing things.
Pretty much. And Director Polte specifically linked this to lowering costs. He mentioned President Trump's mandate aiming to cut home ownership costs, closing costs for people.
Right.
And VantageScore CEO echoed that, thanking Polte for focusing on efficiency and affordability. Plus, there's a big access component. Polte said it's about bringing forgotten Americans into the picture.
Forgotten Americans? Like who?
He specifically mentioned folks in rural areas and, interestingly, renters who pay their rent on time every single month.
Ah, okay. And you mentioned costs and competition. That must put FICO in an interesting spot, right?
Oh, absolutely. Polte had already kind of taken aim at FICO's costs, and FICO's stock actually dropped, I think, more than 10% after he made an announcement back in May.
Wow.
Yeah, because FICO has had, well, pretty much a lock on mortgage underwriting for ages. This really challenges that dominance. It opens the door.
Okay, so the door's open for VantageScore 4.0. Let's unpack that model. What is it? What makes it different? More inclusive, as they say.
Right, because the model itself is really the key here. It was actually developed by the big three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax together, rolled out back in 2017. Its main selling point, the big thing, is scoring people with limited credit history. You know, thin files.
Uh-huh.
It can apparently score something like 33 million more people than the old models could.
33 million? That's a lot of people. How does it do that? Is it risky?
Well, that's the interesting part. It uses machine learning to analyze the data differently. It finds patterns, even in limited data, where older models might just draw a blank.
Okay, machine learning. But what kind of data? Is it just finding patterns in the same old stuff?
No, and that's crucial. It looks at a wider range of payments to figure out creditworthiness. The big one is allowing the use of rent payments. Utility payments, too. Telecom payments.
Rent and utilities. So not just credit cards and loans anymore.
Exactly. That's a direct quote from the sources, basically. Think about someone, maybe younger, who pays rent religiously, pays their phone bill, utilities.
But maybe never had a credit card or a car loan.
Right. Under the old system, that good payment history was kind of invisible for mortgage purposes. VantageScore 4.0 aims to make it count. And it also treats negative marks differently.
How so?
Well, for instance, if you had a collection account but you paid it off, VantageScore 4.0 ignores it. Medical collections get treated differently too, ignored if they're less than 6 months old. And even unpaid medical debt doesn't weigh as heavily as, say, an unpaid credit card bill.
Interesting. Less punitive for certain things.
Seems that way. Tax landing judgments also less important than they used to be. It suggests a slightly different view of what constitutes serious risk.
You mentioned machine learning finding patterns. I also heard something about trended data. What's that about? Is that different?
Yeah, that's another key innovation. Older models often just take a snapshot, like what does your credit look like right now? VantageScore 4.0 uses up to 2 years of trended credit data.
Trended data.
Meaning
it looks at patterns over time. How did your credit card balance change month to month? Are you paying down debt consistently or is it creeping up? So it's looking at the direction you're heading, not just where you are at one moment.
Exactly. The more dynamic picture. Arguably, maybe a more accurate predictor of future behavior.
Okay, so we're focused on 4.0 because that's the one approved for Fannie and Freddie now. But you, listener, just so you know, there are other VantageScore versions out there. Like VantageScore 3.0 is still used a lot elsewhere. And there's a newer one, 4 Plus, came out May 2024.
That's right. 4 Plus uses linked bank account data, which is another interesting step. But it's just in pilot stages for lenders right now. So yeah, for mortgages, the immediate focus is definitely 4.0.
Gotcha.
And just to give people a sense of where 4.0 scores land, as of May 2024, the average VantageScore 4.0 was 702.
702. And that's considered good.
Yeah, that's generally seen as a prime score. Usually means you'd qualify for better mortgage rates, better terms. Mm. So relevant if you're thinking about buying.
Okay, so we've got the technical details, the market context. Let's boil it down. What are the real-world impacts for you listening for the whole mortgage market?
Right, the million-dollar question, it really touches everyone involved. For consumers, the big promise is expanded access. Potentially up to 5 million more people could qualify for mortgages who couldn't before.
5 million again.
Hmm.
Who are these people, mainly?
The sources mention veterans specifically, people in rural areas, younger folks new to credit. Basically, groups often underserved by the traditional models.
Maybe lower costs, too.
That's the hope. Lower homeownership costs, lower closing costs. Plus, some independent research suggests these 4.0 scores, using that alternative data, are actually very predictive for mortgages.
Which lenders would care about.
Absolutely. Which brings us to lenders. For them, it could mean lower costs for pulling credit scores. Maybe they keep that margin. Maybe they pass savings on. We'll see. And access to more potentially qualified borrowers could mean higher approval rates, more business.
And you mentioned earlier, it's relatively easy for them to adopt.
Yeah, that's a huge practical point. They use the same tri-merge system. No need to rip out their existing tech and start over. That removes a major hurdle.
Makes sense. So wider impact on the market overall. More competition.
Definitely. Officially approving an alternative like this shakes things up. It forces FICO and VantageScore to compete, not just on price maybe, but on innovation too.
Yeah.
You know, who has the best, fairest, most predictive model? That competition could drive improvements for everyone. One analysis from VantageScore even suggested this could unlock up to $1 trillion in new good quality mortgage loans eventually.
$1 trillion. Wow. And this wasn't an overnight thing, was it? I feel like this has been talked about for a while.
No, definitely not overnight. There was the Credit Score Competition Act back in 2018. And the FHFA itself first told Fannie and Freddie back in October 2022 that they needed to get ready to accept VantageScore originally by late 2025.
And other government lenders were already using it.
Yeah, like the VA. So the groundwork was being laid. VantageScore's usage has been climbing steeply anyway. I saw a stat, 41.7 billion VantageScores used in 2024, up 55% from the year before. And mortgage originations using VantageScore shot up 166% in 2024. That was kind of happening, despite Fannie and Freddie not being fully on board yet. Now that last barrier is gone.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. We've covered a lot. A really big shift, opening the door to competition with FICO. Using more inclusive data like rent payments, potentially helping millions more people get homes, fostering competition. It feels like a genuinely significant moment.
It really does. But, you know, while the models change, the basics don't. The most important thing for your financial health for anyone listening is still building good credit habits. Pay your bills on time. Keep balances low. Manage your debt responsibly. That stuff matters no matter which score is being used.
That is a very solid point to end on. Always comes back to the fundamentals, which leaves me wondering. As tech keeps advancing, as we get more and more data, what other information might start shaping our financial identity in the future? And, you know, how will these ongoing changes keep redefining who gets access to opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Something to chew on.